you know, there has never been a blockade. The Golf Hotel is very close to the residence, to the palace of President Gbagbo. So President Gbagbo took some measures of protection of his home, so that we never know. This is why we are saying that nobody can do what he wants near the White House, for instance, in Washington, D.C. So we cannot say that it was a blockade. And I think that it was just some measures of protection of President Gbagbo.
So does that mean that supporters of former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara can have access to him anytime they want at the Gulf Hotel, and they will not be impeded by the military who are protecting President Gbagbo?
I say 10 times yes. It is just a controversy born after an election. So nobody can threaten anybody. So they are free. They can go and come. What the president wants is them to leave the hotel and to join the house. They are free.
Why does President Gbagbo want them to leave the hotel if that is where they are enjoying protection from the UN based on the tension in the country?
No, there is no tension in the country. Do you think that the Ivorians are ready to go to destroy President Ouattara's house? It is impossible. They are free. They are former ministers, former president of the republic. Do you think that the Ivorians are ready to go to the house of President Bedie and destroy everything in his house? President Bedie is a symbol. Mr. Ouattara is a symbol. Those who are with Mr. Ouattara in the Gulf Hotel, or former ministers, former prime ministers, so they are, let's say, they are great authorities in our country. So I can say that they are free. They have to join the house, and we will talk to each other. We will negotiate to find a solution. Nobody will attack them. Nobody will destroy the house. Nobody will kill them.
Well, Ambassador Nyamian, former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara, has said that he's not going to negotiate with President Gbagbo unless he recognizes that he lost the election. That means that it will be next to impossible to find a common ground by which negotiations can be held between the two leaders to address the concerns or crisis in the country at the moment. What do you say to that?
You have seen what happened in Kenya, for instance. It was 10 times more difficult than what is going on in our country. But the president of Kenya and the prime minister, they sat down before the international community. They negotiated and they found a solution. So if you are a politician, you can never say, I won't negotiate. This is why we invite Prime Minister Ouattara and President Gbagbo to sit down before the international community. The international community will be like a judge, and the discussion between Mr. Ouattara and President Gbagbo, it will be like in a trial.
But the issue
is why we can find the solution of the crisis.
Ambassador Nyamian, the issue of a possible unity government to ease tension seemed to have been taken off the table. What else do you think can be spoken about or negotiated to find a solution to this crisis?
This is above my responsibility and above my capacity. What I say, first, Mr. Ouattara thinks that he is the head of state of Kodi. President Gbagbo has been proclaimed head of state of the country. So this is the controversy. Who is the president of the state? If we want to give the best answer to this question, Prime Minister Ouattara and President Gbagbo, they have to tell us how and why each of them say that he's the head of state, so that we will find the truth, and then we will solve the problem.
So how did the meeting with the African leaders go, and what was the discussion, and how do you think the discussion will help in finding solutions to the crisis?
I think that the African leaders who come to Cote d'Ivoire, they can be called judges. They have to judge. So if you want to find a solution of a crisis before the judge, Prime Minister Ouattara and President Gbagbo, they have to sit down before the judge and to tell them how and why each of them is the president of the head of state. And when they will argue, the judges will find the solution, and we will solve the problem. This is why we think that the best solution is to negotiate. Each of them must be humble and come before the judge and tell the international community why and how each of them can say that he's the head of state.
How is President Gbagbo doing currently, and what are some of his expectations about resolving this crisis?
Oh, President Gbagbo is the head of state. So I think that all his advisors, like me, we are trying to talk to the staff of Mr. Ouattara so that our two bosses can agree to sit down and to negotiate and to find the solution. This is what President Gbagbo is asked us to do. No violence, but just ask Mr. Ouattara's staff to agree so that the boss, the leader, can sit down with President Gbagbo and find the solution of our crisis peacefully. I repeat, peacefully.
Are you in constant touch with advisors of former Prime Minister Ouattara to try to convince the former Prime Minister to come and face-to-face to negotiate with President Gbagbo? Is that what you've been doing?
It is our job, it is our duty, it is our responsibility.